right, we talk a lot about farming here on this, probably a lot more than most people do in this sort of a format. We spend a lot of time talking about farming and the problems challenging the American farm these days. Almost 10,000 American farms will go bankrupt this year, as they did last year and the year before that. Small farmers are in trouble all over this country. And that's why I say you have to be a label reader. You have to be. Because if you go into the grocery store and just buy produce and never look where it came from, you might be putting your neighbors out of business while helping out people from Peru or Mexico. And I have nothing against those folks, but I do support American farmers, as you well know. Marilyn Hershey owns and operates an 800-cow dairy in Cochranville, Pennsylvania, with her husband, Dwayne. And I want to welcome her to the program here today. Marilyn, good to have you. All right, we're still working on getting her. That's all right. She focuses on farm-to-grocery aisle, to table. Dairy farmers are here because we have had great dairies in America, great produce, great production of everything in America has gone on for years. But the American farmer, not what they used to be. Think about this. In 1790, early in this country, 90% of the wealth of this country was generated by those working on farms. All right? By 1900, only 38% of Americans were still on farms. And today, it's just over 1% is struggling to stay there. Any luck in getting her? All right. We're going to go ahead and we're going to go ahead and hold that for a second. A little technical difficulty getting Marilyn on the line. We'll work that out. All right. Let's see here. I'm just going to shift over to something different just for a moment. All right. The Republican National Committee is working on something that might surprise a lot of folks, and that is the outreach to Hispanics. The reason being is that Hispanic and Latino voters have helped give Republicans some of their biggest wins in recent election cycles, something that was not seen coming for the most part. People didn't realize it was going to happen. You look at what's happening in Texas right now, for example, and you see border towns like McAllen and others putting Republicans into the mayor's office that haven't been there in decades. Democrats have left their constituents. They've left the middle class. They've left the working people. The blue-collar people of this nation have been abandoned by the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party is now the party of the elite in this nation. And well, everybody knows it. And therein lies the problem. Democrats become the party of the elite, the special people, right? And so the RNC is reaching out to other folks. All right, do we have Marilyn now? Marilyn, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me now?
I certainly can. I appreciate taking the time.
Yeah.
All right, good. I was just talking about sustainable farming and farming because in this country this year, almost 10,000 farms will go bankrupt like they did last year, the year before. Farming is struggling in America. I've grown up around farmers and ranchers my whole life. It's difficult. You have 800 dairy cows, if I'm not mistaken. Tell me about your operation real quick.
That's correct. So, yes, thank you. It's great to be here. My husband and I milk about 800 cows. We are just north of a very large watershed, but we have been farming for as long as I can remember. I grew up on a farm. My grandmother was a dairy farmer. My great-grandmother was a dairy farmer. So we have a lot of history behind us.
But it's harder today than it's ever been, that's for sure, with imports coming in from all over the world, whether it's dairy, meat, produce. American farmers find themselves competing with all sorts of imports. And obviously, it's more expensive to farm in America because of the regulations we have in the USDA and the rules we have of paying people a living wage and so forth. So it's difficult to compete. But tell me about sustainable agriculture. It's the focus of your message and what you're doing these days. Tell me why it is so important. How do you describe it and define it?
So sustainability, you know, farmers were sustainable long before there was a buzzword about sustainability. You know, I remember my dad changing practices on his farm because of water quality and because of becoming more efficient. And I feel like that's what we decide to do even now on our operation. In 2017, we put in a methane digester, and it takes the manure. It converts the methane from the manure from the cows and converts it to electricity. And so, you know, there are practices that we can put on our farm that will help us become more sustainable. You know, I feel like it's something we have been focusing on as farmers for a very long time.
You know, if we could convert that to work inside the Beltway in Washington, turning manure into energy, man, we'd have something going on then, wouldn't we? That's just an aside, something for the future.
I think we would.
Yeah, but it's important. But to be fair, 800 cows is a pretty good size operation. But smaller farms have turned to organic, they've turned to sustainable, they've turned to other ways just to try to survive, haven't they?
You know, I don't think it matters what size operation you have. We have a lot of smaller farmers around us in Pennsylvania. The average herd size is 80 cows, and so there are quite a few smaller farmers around us. Every single size farm is looking at ways they can become more sustainable. And when you look at improving different practices, it doesn't matter what size, you can still have something on your farm. Improving water quality, whether it's recycling water. We have stream bank fences that we have on smaller farms. We have them on our farm as well, where there is a portion of the fence. There's a fence on either side of the creek.
Marilyn, hold it right there. Hold it right there. I want to ask you more about that and the stream sensors, if you could. I have to go to a break real quick, but we can come back for about 2.5 minutes. If you can hold for me just 1 second. We got to start a little bit late, and I got another question or two. Stand right there if you would, please. Marilyn Hershey here. She's in Pennsylvania, sustainable farming. And I think what she's talking about, water quality and the safety from the runoff, the discharge, extremely important. Don't go anywhere. Steve Rivers Show.